We are on Sota Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. We started this yesterday, like in the middle of this last part, so I'm just going to review these last couple lines. Iboy Loho, the Gemara asks the following Shaila. Overes Aldas, if a person transgresses the code of Jewish practice, a woman, she doesn't act in the modest way, but well, the situation here is Verotza Balakaim, if the husband wants to keep his wife. Yesterday we said a husband has to warn his wife, right? So now, what if he wants to keep his wife? So the Shaila is, Makaima, can he? Now we're speaking a case, even if he warned her, without being warned, okay? So it could probably be either way, warned or not. But anyway, can he keep her or not? So Makaima, oh, ain't a Makaima. Can he keep her afterwards or not? Mi amrinan, do we say, bikveda de baal talamilsa, rachmana, that everything depends upon how objectionable it is to the husband. And if he isn't so objectionable, vahalo kapit, and he's not so objectionable, so then he could keep her. Or maybe not. Odilma, or maybe keeping the kapit, since generally, normally, one does object to this behavior, kapit, he's treated as though he too objects it, even though he doesn't. In other words, typically a husband would object to a wife not behaving in a tznius fashion. So this behavior is deemed so serious that, he has to divorce her. That's the issue over here. Because, she gets divorced without a tshuva. So the question is, does she get divorced or not, regardless of what the husband wants or not? That becomes the issue. So that's the shaila. Again, the woman acts in a way that normally, clearly, if she'd be warned, she would get divorced and lose her tshuva if she violates it. Now, question is, what happens regardless if she is behaving in such a fashion anyway? She is behaving in such a way. So can the husband opt to keep her or not? That's the shaila. So we're going to bring a proof from back to our Mishnah. Tashma, our Mishnah said, Ve'elu shebezden maknin laho. These are the women who the court warns in lieu of the husband. Mi shenishrachesh bala. Let's say the husband becomes a deaf mute. O nishtata, or becomes deranged. O shahoy sachovish beveis asurim, or he was incarcerated in a prison. Okay, now the court therefore makes the woman prohibited to her husband to say you cannot go into seclusion with another man. If she goes into a seclusion with another man, she now is, she gets divorced and she loses her ksuva, right? She's a sota. She's not subject to the drinking the water. And the husband has to divorce. That's what he said. Now, the husband hasn't been really given an opinion over here. So now what are the two sides? If in normal, can a husband remain with a wife who's objectionable behavior or not? So if you say Ratsa Bala Kaima Makaima, so that if you say that if a husband wants to keep his wife, he's allowed to keep his wife. So now the problem is Avdi Bezdin Midi, can the Bezdin act on behalf of someone that Dilma Lalaiha Lelabala that maybe the husband wouldn't be pleased with? Right? That's what the Gemara is asking. The court can act on behalf of the husband. They can't act not on behalf of the husband. Right? So, in other words, we said, we had two sides. Can the husband keep her if he wants to or not? Well, if he could keep her if he wants to, then why is the Bezdin warning her? Because their warning will now force her, if she violates it, to have to leave him. So now, it must say, that the man has no choice because he can't do something that the guy doesn't want. So if he has a choice, maybe he doesn't want it. So Gemara answers, no, it's not a proof. Stama d'milsa, so what's the normal situation? 99 out of 100 men, kiven to overes aldasi, since she is going against Judaic practice, so menach naichale. We can assume he will be pleased with what the court does because most guys do not want to have such a wife. So the court can therefore assume that the husband will not want this at all. And this is the end of this discussion. We didn't resolve the issue if she violates Jewish law. Is the husband obliged to divorce her or not? We did not resolve this issue from this one. But we'll see a little bit later on. Maybe the Gemara will touch back on this. Yeah?
It just said, like, just a few sentences up, it just said that the court cannot go against the husband's wishes.
Right?
But it is. And it sounds like it is.
No, so we're saying he has no choice. If it's a halakha, you have no choice. It doesn't matter against his wishes. That's the law. In other words, if there's an option, if we say he has an option, then the court can't go against what his possible options would be. If he could maintain her, then since when does the court warn her? Because maybe he's the kind of guy who wants to maintain her, then it's not going according to his wishes. Unless you say the other side is, no, the guy has no choice. He has to divorce her if he likes it or not. And that's nothing to do with the court. Then the court's just enforcing a law that is there that has nothing to do with what he wants or not. So Gemara said, so that's, we assume that no, that since most men don't want that, and therefore they're acting on his behalf. But we don't know specifically in a specific case, so if we don't answer the Shiloh. All right, now the Gemara is going to go to another Shiloh. How about a husband warns his wife, don't go into seclusion with this man. Okay, and now he changes his mind. He says, you know what, forget about the warning. I'm moichel on the warning. I'm moichel that you don't have to go, you can't be with that man.
But
at first he says, you better not, I'm warning you, don't go with that man. And then as time passes, well, you know, if you go with that man, it's not so bad. I'm not going to be so angry. I'm unwarning you.
That's an unusual.
Is it effective or not? Okay. And is it all up to him, or is it something that can be annulled, as it were, or not? That's the issue. Now, also, we have to know the issue, is it after she's gone into seclusion or not? We'll have to see. Ibailo, the more asks the following Shiloh. Ba'al shemochal al kinuyo, a husband who cancels his warning that he gave this woman against being in seclusion. The Shiloh is, ki nu yo machol, can he cancel his warning? Oena machol, or can he not cancel his warning? Now, the question is whether the husband can cancel his warning that she will be permitted to him. At this point, the Gemara assumes that it makes no difference whether he conceals the warning before or after the cancels the warning before or after. Right now, we'll assume it goes both ways. You're going to see the Gemara afterwards is going to reframe this. Now, this question is based on the premise that the answer to the previous inquiry, now remember we said before, right, that a husband whose wife follows Jewish practice may remain married to her. This question can only be assuming that if a woman violates practice, he can nullify it. Remember, we had that Shiloh, can the man keep the wife or not? And we didn't resolve it. Now, this question is only based if you say the husband can keep his wife. Because if he can't keep his wife, then what is his annulling, canceling the warning going to help? And without a warning, she'd be usher to him. So you can't. So this is only going on the side that can a man remain with his wife after she goes against Das Yudis. Now we will say this Shiloh, can he be mochel on the warning or not? So here's the two sides of the coin. Mi amrinan, do we say biki nui de baal talamilsa, that it was depending on the husband warning her to begin with? Ubal hu mochalei l'kinah, the husband is allowed to cancel his warning, right? So then she could be permitted to him. Or on the other hand, we say no, dilma kima de kona mikara, since he is the one who originally gave her the warning, lo matzo mochalei, he cannot cancel it. That's the question. Is it cancelable or not? So we go back to the same Mishnah again. Toshma, let's have a proof from the Mishnah. Ve'elu shebezdin makdim lei. Okay, and these are the ones that the Bezdin gives the warning instead of the husband. Mishnishrachesh bala, if the husband becomes a deaf mute, onishtata, or he becomes deranged, or shoyo chavish face a servant in jail, they can make the warning for him. Now, let's look at the two sides of the coin. Can a husband forgo it or not? So let's look. If you're going to say, if you're going to say the husband who cancels the warning, it's canceled, Again, is the guy in a position to make any cancellations? He's not. He's not in a position to put a warning on her. He's not in a position to put a cancellation on her. One thing's for sure: when Benson will warn her, will they cancel it? No. So now they're warning in a way where he. We don't know if he would have warned, but let's say we assume it's in his interest. But now you're not giving him the option of canceling either. So can the court avdinan midi deyasi baal machale? Can the court do something that the husband can't really, if he wants to, cancel? Right? Look at 21. It would be a disgrace of the court to issue a warning, oh, they have it canceled by the husband. Let's say if he's released from prison. Let's say the husband's in jail. Then says, well, you know, the husband's in jail, you're not acting the way we're warning you not to go to seclusion. Now, if a man could undo the warning, so look what could happen. Besdin would give her a warning, and when he goes out of jail, he hears, what? I don't want that warning. Now it's an insult to the Besdin, and Besdin doesn't do those kinds of things. So therefore, it would appear, if Besdin's allowed to do it, that a man could not cancel the warning. Because Besdin would never do things that could get canceled. So if the halacha is it could get canceled by a man, then obviously why would the Mishnah say they warn her? The fact that the Mishnah says they warn her means that it must be because Besdin knows it's not cancelable. So it seems to be a proof that a man cannot cancel it. Gemara says, no, it's not a proof. Because again, Stamina Milsa, generally speaking, we would assume that Oda Maskim Adas Besdin, a man would usually agree with whatever the court does. So there's little concern that he would come and cancel. But maybe, if the court wasn't involved, maybe he could cancel it. But if a Besdin says it, it's not likely a man would come back and cancel. It's no proof to our question. If a man on his own issues the warning, maybe he could cancel. Okay? So therefore, there's no proof from there, but we don't have an answer to the Shiloh. So Gemara's going to try another proof to our Shiloh. Toshma. Here's an interesting case. Remember we learned way back when, about on Dav Zayin, that when the husband has to take the wife to Jerusalem to drink the water, he warned her already, she violated the oath, the husband takes the wife. Do they go alone? Do you remember?
No.
No. Who goes with them?
Two go with them.
What?
Two people
go with them. And can you be a little more specific? What kind of two people? Do you remember that? It was good you remembered that, but can you remember a little more? What kind of two people? Truck drivers?
No, I think they were Indian.
What?
Shotrim.
Not Shotrim, but Talmidei Chachamim. Scholars. Well, let's go back to that Mishnah, way back. Okay, Umosrim Lo, we give over to them. Shnei Talmidei Chachamim. The court provides two scholars to walk with them to Yerushalayim. Now, what? Well, Mishnah says, why? Why do they have to go? Do you remember why?
So they don't sleep together.
Right. Shema Yavol over there. Could be he'll sleep with the wife on the way. That messes the whole thing. Right? Now, the court of that local, they said the Great Center, the purpose of the scouts is to deter the couple from cohabiting, which is forbidden. You can't do it anymore. Once she's a sota, confirmed sota, she's ushered to her husband. So, you know, people get emotional and, you know, can say, what kind of guy would sleep with his wife? You know, that's just the way life is. You know, people can be extreme. They get extremely angry, then they get extremely emotional and extremely loving and, you know, whatever. Anyway, so that's what it says. Now let's figure out now. This statement, does it fit along with a person if a man could be mochel on his... Let's say now a man could be mochel on his warning. Yeah? So what's the concern that we bring two guys to be with them? What's our fear? He'll sleep with her? But guess what he could do? And that would be an aveira, right? But if a man could be mochel his warning... So then what's the problem? They go alone. He wants to sleep with her. The wife says, you know, dear, we can't sleep together, but we're prohibited. Oh, not a problem. I muckle you on the warning. The warning's gone. And therefore, everything is gone. And now we could just be together, and we don't have to go to Yerushalayim anymore. That's if you say a husband can be muckle. The fact we're sending two witnesses must be that a husband can't be muckle. He can't be mochel, and then under any circumstances, prohibited to be his wife until she drinks the water. So, that's what it says. The Amrit Baal Shemochel Al Kinuyo. Kinuyo Mochel, you can say, Hustle, you cancel the warning, it's canceled. So, what's the problem? We have to have two people with him. Lechale Lekuni Lebal. Let him cancel his warning and go ahead with her. Right? But the fact, so now, what do you need the two people for? Must be, you can't cancel it. Must be a proof Where it says, no, maybe you can't cancel it. But it wasn't just two regular guys. For that alone, just to make sure you don't go have it, you don't, what do you need scholars for? So Gemara answers, why did the Mishnah say need scholars? Because you know what's going to be? Really? You can't cancel. But really, you could cancel. But you need the scholars to know the halachas. In other words, if the guy wants to be going to truck driver, the guy says, I want to be with my wife. He says, you can't be with your wife. Why am I up there anyway? Well, you know, they don't know what to say. But if he's a scholar, the scholar can say, okay, just be mochel on the thing. But you got to be a scholar for that. Why do you need scholars? Why? The Gemiri. We're talking about people who have learned. Because why do you need a learned guy? Because the boy lemibo. Because if the guy says, I can't take it, I have to be with my wife. So they're scholarly enough to know, Amrullah, they say, Achul Kuneh. Nullah, cancel your warning, and they're probably going to be with her. So if the law is that the warning cannot be revoked, the couple will be forbidden to come in under any circumstance. In that case, there would be no need for an escort consisting specifically of Torah scholars, since they would serve as a mere chaperone. But if the warning can be revoked, there would be a need for Torah scholars who know this law. Then if the husband seeks to cohabit, they would have the knowledge to tell him to revoke the warning first. Hence, by specifying Torah scholars, this indicates that the warning is revocable. But, so now you might say it's a proof the other way. Maybe from the other way, but if you look at the notes, however, even this interpretation of the Mishnah is not compelling. Look early on in 7a. Accordingly, the Mishnah cannot be used to support either side of the coin. Because there's other reasons to say why you need the two scholars, etc., etc. So, it's not a proof. So we have no proof.
How do you revoke? You just say, I changed my mind.
As I hereby revoke the warning, and I'm not upset with you to be with that man any time in the future. Okay, we still have no proof. So we're going to try... What?
Let's go home.
That's right. That's right. Okay. We still have no proof, so we're going to try it one more time. We're going to come up with the proof. Tashma. Now we're going to give the answer. The Amre Rabbi Yishai. Rabbi Yishai says the following. Shloisha dvarim sochli ze'iri man shishalayim. Ze'iri, one of the men of Yishalayim, told me three halachas. Number one, Baal shemachal al kinuyeh, if a husband cancels his warning, kinuyeh emachal. The warning is canceled. All right, that's only going to be the answer. We have a testifying psak halacha. Now the rest is just commentary. The rest. And the zake mamre sharatza bezim l'chov. Someone is a zake mamre. That's a religious sage who doesn't listen to the bezim. Bezim ruled one way, and this big rabbi said, I'm not listening to you. The normal law is you kill the guy. But if they want, they can pardon him. If you want to pardon him, you can pardon him. Moichlin lo. It's a pardon. Uben Saramar, what about a recalcitrant son? A rebellious son who the parents bring to the Bezdin and they warn him, and if the warning is there and this and that, they can kill him? What? And if what if they want to live? Well, they want to forego it? They want to cancel it? Moichlin lo, they can pardon it. So it's the three pardons that Ziri said to me. Now, that's what he told me when he came from Yerushalayim. However, because your boss ate so chavir b'derbor, I went to my colleagues in the south. The south are the students, Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, and others. The south means after the 24,000 students of Reb Akiva died. So these are the colleagues of the south, as it were. When I went to them, al shnayim hodoli, on two they agreed, but they argued on one. Which two did they agree? Al zake mamre. They didn't agree to the sage who's rebellious. That you cannot cancel. But seems the other two, you could cancel. So you see, it's agreed you can cancel, and therefore a husband can cancel this thing. Now, why did they not agree on this last one? Because shelo yirbu machlokas b'Yisrael, they didn't want disputes to proliferate amongst the Jews. You have one rabbi says one thing, one rabbi says another thing. You got to listen to what the main Sanhedrin says. You're a big rabbi, you disagree, too bad. Give in. You don't give in, we can't be moichel on it, because we can't break up the entire halachic integrity that goes on. But what do you see? That Ziri said, listen, I heard three things, and the other two they were agreeable with. So everybody agrees that a husband can cancel his wife's things. Shmami no, we learned from this. Baal shemochel al kinuyo mochel. If a husband wants to cancel the warning, he can cancel it. Shma mino. Indeed, we learn a lesson from this. Now, once we have this, that a husband can cancel it. Remember, you had the Shiloh before. If the wife just goes against the Jewish Das Yudis, can the guy forego that? We didn't resolve that one. However, look at the note. According to summary, Shonin, the solution of this question provides an answer to the previous inquiry as well. Once we know that a husband may remain married to a sota by canceling his warning, it follows that he may also remain married to a violator of Jewish practice, even if it warned her against such behavior. Certainly, it's not as bad as being together with a man. If we say, I warn you, you can't be with the man, and he can undo that, certainly the other things that are of less violations, he could, for, you know, cancel that as well. That's right. So the Besson won't... yes, that's true. That's true. Although he probably wouldn't want to go against the Besson, but I guess he could if he wanted to. Yeah. So now that we said that when a husband warns a wife he can cancel, the Gemara is going to ask the following question. Can he cancel it after she went into seclusion with the man? Even then? Or only can cancel it before? It makes sense to cancel it before. It would not be such a difficult thing. But after she's gone in seclusion with him, can he also cancel? That's going to be the Gemara's next machloket. Pliki bo Rabach Ravina. Rabach Ravina of the fun machlokes. Chad Omer one says, Kodem Stira Machel. Before she goes into seclusion, he can cancel it. But Laacher Stira Einamachel. But after she goes to seclusion, he cannot cancel. Too late, buddy. But Chad Omer, the other one says, no. Laacher Stira, after she goes to the conclusion, Nami Machel. He can also cancel it. So even if she disobeyed him and went into seclusion, and she can become forbidden, he can make her permitted by just canceling it. Interesting machlokas.
Did we conclude already? You know, if it's not only Chachamim are going, surely after the event, you can cancel it then?
Well, that's one way of learning it. We said, no, but there's other ways of learning it, we said. There's other ways of learning why the Chachamim are there. So it's not a proof. We said it's not a proof. And the Gemara says, it's a machlokas, umistavra. And the logical, we don't have proofs, but the logic would dictate Command Omer Eina Machel, that you cannot cancel it after she goes into collusion. Okay, that is what the Gemara says. Now, the Gemara now asks, Mimai, what's the basis to say that it's logical? What's the basis? The answer is, Midiko Mahadri Rabbanu Rabbi Yossi. It's based on what the rabbis answered Rabbi Yossi in the following Braisa. The Tanya we learned in a Braisa. Okay, already had this earlier. Now look at the let's fresh our memory. The Tanakhama of a Brisa earlier on Dav Zion said that two Torah scholars should be sent with a couple to deter them from crime. Rabbi Yossi disagreed, saying no escorts are necessary. Okay? Now, Rabbi Yossi is going to say why. It's a machlokas if you have escorts. Rabbi says no, he says why. The Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer, the husbands believe we don't have to take anybody. It's an 840 argument from Anita. When your wife is Anita, do we have to have two witnesses to be with you till she goes to the mikvah to warn you not to be with her? No, Anita's a much worse punishment. That's kares. Here there's no kares if he be with her. So he's like this, Uma Anita by Anita. Sheva kares, the punishment if he cohabits with her is kares. And still, Balanem and Alel, husband is believed. And you don't have to have chaperones the entire time. So sota, but a woman who's a sota, she belav. The only prohibition is the husband can't be with her, but it's only a lav. Okay? So it's only a lav. Lokoshke, you certainly wouldn't need two people. To which the rabbis disagreed. They said it's not the same. Amrullo, they said it's not a proof. Why? Lo yimart, it's not like you said, the nida by nida. Why? Because how is nida a little easier to take? Because Shekein Yesh Lo Heter, because he's going to be permitted to his wife after 12 days. You know why we don't need witnesses? Okay, it's a big punishment, but a guy can hold on for 12 days. Tamer Besota, we say with a Sota, because what do the rabbis say? Look what they say. Shekein Lo Heter. She's never going to be permitted again. So he might give in. Now, wait a minute. But why can't he just... Why can't he just cancel it? Why did the rabbi say she's never going to be permitted? What do you mean? Just cancel it. V'i amrit, if you say la'achar stir makalo, even after she goes to school, you can cancel it. So mashkachas, it's not a problem. The yeshua has a leniency. D'iboy makale l'kamer ba'al. If he wants, we can cancel it and be with her. But the rabbis say, no, it's always forever. Elishmami, no, you got to say la'achar stir eino makalo. You got to say once she's going to school, she cannot nullify it. Shmami no, and indeed we have a good proof. The Gemara has concluded that once the wife has disobeyed the husband's warning against the queen with another man, he can no longer cancel the warning and she remains with him, and that's why you need two people with them. And now it's interesting though, and now we go back, we've undone the proof from before. You know, what do the rabbis for? Maybe he can cancel it. We kind of knocked that off though. You see, that proof kind of got knocked off. It should be noted, however, that in the case of a wife who disobeyed a warning against following some other Jewish practice, her husband may lift his objection and choose to remain married to her, although the violation has already been committed. So only by sota is this so, but it's not so by other cases. And there's the two dots, so it's a good place to stop.